Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We're in the studio today.
We are.
No ambience around. I can't describe what's happening. I'm still going to do
No planes flying overhead.
Word picture. We're in a studio. The Hit logo is in everywhere, every inch of
it's
the studio.
It's climate control, which is a little bit nicer.
It's hot. It's hotter. I feel like it's hotter here than it was in Broome. I'm taking my shirt off.
Do you know what I've realised, Alan, though?
What?
It's so funny because normally women run hotter than men.
I'm going through menopause, if that's what you mean, if that's what you're implying. Is that what you're implying? Menopause. No, I'm a big guy.
You're very heat sensitive.
No, I'm just a big guy. We run hot. Like, every big person will tell you that. Every day of the week.
I literally...
And I'm sweaty to evade predators. It's like a slip out of their grip.
See, I'm always cold to the point where last night I even slept with the heated blanket on.
Last night, yeah, well, it was cold here where we are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that makes sense. It was
cold.
Oh,
it does?
Yeah,
okay. In Broome,
you
said
you were cold.
My husband was like, there is no way you need a heated blanket.
I mean, I had the window open and Julia was shivering next to me, but that's a Julia problem.
Oh!
She could hug me if she wants to get warm. I will get sweaty butt and try to evade her because that's what I do.
That is probably one of the things that no one tells you about being in a long-term relationship and coexisting with someone is how much the temperature plays a part in your everyday relationship. No one's ever perfect in the car. Like, in the house, like, when you go to bed, it's never the perfect temperature for everyone.
But it is for me, and that is the most important thing. Hey, let's get into Alpha Marks. Monday, your letter will be I for India. Starting with I, name a financial term, Carly.
Institution.
That's a bit vague.
A bit like a financial institution.
I mean, your brain did go there, but we're looking more for, like, income or invest. Say one of those. Yeah. Don't go with Carly's answer. It's not wrong, but it's not right. Starting with I.
I'll accept it.
I won't.
And I'll accept it because I know you've listened to the podcast.
I won't accept it because, I will. Actually, that's a good point. We'll know you listen to the podcast. All right, and name, starting with I, a flower. Time's up now.
Did my mind go to indigo? Indigo flower. Jeez. Iris?
And I don't want the world to see me.
Is iris a flower?
Yeah,
that, isn't it?
Absolutely iris and
what
ivy.
What does an iris look like?
Bit of Goo Goo Dolls right there. And by the way, really appreciated my range there. I actually hit that note all right.
Did,
I was pretty excited
there. Oh, yeah, those little irises.
And I don't mean that they don't understand.
Is there another one that starts with I?
Ivy.
Oh, Ivy.
Is that now Beyonce's daughter?
Yeah.
How do I know that?
Ivy Blue. Jeez, Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy, yeah. Jeez, how do I know that? That's I've been working on Hit too long.
Beyonce is pretty much our boss at this point.
Back when I worked on the Yems, mate, you could have been like, name Ozzy Osbourne's like favorite meal. I'll be like, peanut butter M&M's.
Oh my God. So even when I interact with Triple M, because we're in the same building, I'm like, I got nothing to add to this conversation.
To be fair, like, let's play the role of you bumping into someone from Triple M, all right? Yeah, you go.
Hey guys, have you seen the latest TikTok?
Footy, sport, beer,
mate. They are not like that.
Jack, have a good one, bloody hell, mate, yeah.
They're not like that.
It's exactly like that, 100%.
Jeez.
And I worked for him. Enjoy the podcast. Before we move any further, excited for today. We were obviously in Broome this week, and then we're in Headland last week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've been kind of like traveling a bit, kind of like stuck on a few planes, kind of like stuck in the car altogether. And I've tightened up a little bit. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to spoil myself. I'm going to get myself a bit of dry needling and a massage.
What is dry needling? I know that's a silly question, and heard about it, but I've never actually thought to ask.
So I got onto it right before I did the Cape to Cape, because I was like, I was a bit of a skeptic, to be honest, before I even did it. And it's basically like they put these little pins in you, and they find your pressure points, and then it kind of releases the tension that's in that particular spot. So it's really good if you say you've got knots in your calves, or like your back or your neck, whatever. And so they kind of like ding, 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 do a bunch of those, and then you feel your leg kind of almost like have a little spasm when it comes out. It kind of like has a little fit as it flies out of this, and it hurts, but it's so good.
How is it different to acupuncture?
Acupuncture, I think, is like they stay in there long term, and you kind of get looking like a hedgehog by the end of it. But this one, they kind of in and out, and they kind of just
so
really
just
going.
Stab, yeah, quick stab.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to find the point, and they'll move it around a little bit, and then you'll feel your whole leg kind of just like, you know, have a little flinch. It's very cool. But normally, the place I go to, the appointments they only have available are either half an hour or, if I'm lucky, and I mean lucky, an hour. But I prepped. Last week, I was like, you know what? I'm going to probably be a bit tight and sore, so I'm going to see if they've got anything available with, like, 2 weeks' notice. They have a 90-minute appointment available, And I'm like, oh, baby, baby, let's sign me up for that. So that is what I'm doing today.
You are literally going to look like a pin cushion at the end of it. 90 minutes of that.
No, but massage as well. So they do that at the start, that, you know, yeah, hopefully get out a few of the knots, my leg, you know, feels a bit like looser and stuff like that. And then they do like the full body, like massage and whatnot. Now, I was chatting to Joel last night going like, you know, like, she's like, oh, so you're looking for your massage? I'm like, yeah. It's not like a relaxing massage. It's like a remedial, like proper, like, let's get in there and
the ones I like where they pumble you.
Not that creepy, but, well, maybe, because Julia was like, oh, so what area do you need massage? I'm like, well, my calves is like my number one, because they're always like the tightest part. I'm like, but the other part, I'm like, well, actually, I don't know how to ask for this. And she was like, what? Like your neck? Like, what, you don't know how to say word neck? I'm like, no, it's still below the waist.
Mm.
And she was like, what type of massage place are you going to? I'm like, no, not like that. It's my butt. Like, my hip and my butt is like uncomfortable. I don't know if I was leaning on the plane or I don't know what I've done, but I've got like a sore bum. And I don't know how you ask that. Like, how do you go, like, we're like, okay, what's your problem area, sir? Oh, like, my calves, yeah, no problem at all. Your thighs, yeah. And my bum. Like, I don't know.
See, I don't know how to do that, but let me tell you how not to, okay? So I don't know if this is going to be helpful.
Yep.
Don't, you know how they have that tiny towel?
Yeah.
Don't, like, pull it to one side and make eye
like
contact.
Like, invite them? Hello, sir.
Yeah. Julia, maybe don't take that approach.
So Julia goes to me, she's like, oh, do you have a male or female masseuse? And I said, oh, let me look. And I quickly looked up and I was like, oh, it's a female. I'm like, damn it. If it was a male, I'd have no problem saying, like, get in my butt. But if it's a female, I'm like, now it feels weird.
Yeah. Or maybe just slap your butt and go, you know what to do, toots.
just like, we're gonna, with the eye contact again. Yep. We're going to see how it goes. I think I'm just going to be like, oh, I've got some tightness around my hip. And when they're on my hip, I'm like, oh, I think it's a little bit more to the right.
Oh.
No, is that weird too?
Yeah, because what if she takes that too literal and goes too far?
Yeah. Ooh. Either way, it's going to be an interesting massage. We'll find out with my nice butt getting massaged. Can't wait.
That plane was delayed, but no complaints from us because we found out the reason for the delay was it had been struck by lightning, our original plane.
Mm.
So then we had to wait for a couple of hours until they could bring around a plane that wasn't struck by lightning, which, I was pretty happy with that delay.
It was only 3 hours, and considering, like, and we're just talking about the fact that, like, tourism's just kind of boomed out of nowhere, so a lot of the airport staff are like, oh, my goodness, this is a lot of work. And they're all under the palm.
They're under the palm, short staff. Like, I know Headlands are looking for some airport staff. So, yeah, you just definitely have to factor in some delays if you are flying anywhere at the moment.
That is the takeaway right now.
But we have been asking on 131060, how long were you delayed for?
Yes, let's kick it off. Tara joins us from Yelling Up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Tara, hit me with that magical number. How many hours?
So, first of all, 6 up from Perth.
Okay,
And then 16 hours from KL.
Okay.
So, my first ever solo trip ever to Japan. First time to see snow. Had only been diagnosed with PTSD a few days before I left, but I was determined to pull it off.
Yeah, wow.
Long story short, but get to KL, I'm so lost, I don't know what I'm doing. Meet up with these three guys that are around 25, so my son's age, back home. Like, can you help me out? They end up getting us a room, so I have to bunk in with one of the guys, and the two guys are in the other room. And I had a joke about that movie Taken with my parents just in time. So tired, and I'm old, and I'm freaking out, so I just need to sleep. Get up in the morning, chatting to these young guys, really nice guys. Turns out they went to school at Greenwood, and they knew my son's best mate, and they'd all party together on New Year, so we ended up Facebooking my son, saying hi, I'm in a hotel room in KL with your mate. And
so random. Imagine being the son of that call. So 16 hours, did you say, like, in total?
No, first of all, 6 hours from Perth, and at that point I'd rung my mum and dad and said, I can't do it, pick me up.
Yeah.
And my kids rang and said, Mum, you've got to do it, you've got to see it out. Then it just gets worse and worse and worse. All my connecting flights, everything's ruined, bus rides, and these three guys, honestly.
Saved your life.
But yeah, there were moments there I was thinking, this could go either way.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it actually ended up pretty good. What a small world, too. We've got Luca in Bunbury. Luca, how long was your delay?
Yeah, so my delay was 8 hours.
Okay.
I mean, which isn't too bad, but the circumstances just weren't good, Carly. I was in Thailand flying with Jetstar. I thought everything was going well.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up to the gate, and the flight stewardess or the person on the gate told me, mate, stand back. There's a tiger on the runway. And I was what? Like, no, this is ridiculous.
You're looking around for a camera filming yeah. you in like a stitch up, yeah.
Well, exactly. And I look out the window and I faintly across the runway, there was a tiger walking across the runway and there was bushland around the airport. So I wasn't surprised, but I mean, it was ridiculous.
That is, that okay. is of all the reasons, I took lightning, 100%. Yep. I'll take tiger as a reason to delay a flight.
But I'm just
well, it was lunacy.
That's crazy. You know what would have been even crazy? If you were flying tiger as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. That would have been even crazier. But there was National Geographic photographers on the runway. I could see people starting to line up. And I mean, 8 hours for a flight delay, not that bad. But I would, you know, I don't want to be attacked by a tiger. So
yeah, just, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. I think there's plenty of reasons.
Wow.
I mean, remember that next time you're complaining about about your delay, go, hey, it's not a tiger, all yeah. right?
And, Alan, we've all had that moment in life where we're like, I just want to go and live in the mountains away from people. You know when you just have one of those days?
Every day. Every day. every moment of every day, people are the worst.
Well, a guy over in Japan has had obviously one too many of those days because he has decided that he is leaving human society and joining the dog world. Now, you probably got a lot of questions. So did I. Well, he's put his money where his snout is because what he has done is he has dropped 15 grand or 12,500 yen on a dog costume. Now, this is not, 2 million yen.
Yeah, it's a lot of
on
money.
A dog costume.
Now, we're giving away 10,000 yen after 8:30 just for context. That's like 100 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it now and it's pretty realistic. It's big enough for him to actually hop into and pretty much just pitch a lassie. It's a collie.
Yeah, it looks exactly like a morbid lassie.
It does. And he's rolling around on the floor. He's you can tell he's really thought this through. He's definitely trying to mimic dog-like behavior. What I want to know is, how far is he going to take this dog thing? Is he going to start walking around sniffing people's butts?
That's your biggest concern? Not pooping outside and not picking it up?
Well, I was also thinking, how far is he? Is he going to be lifting his leg when he needs to go to the toilet?
It's so creepy. Good on him, but it is
good
so
on him.
Creepy. I mean, do what you want to do. We shouldn't judge. But it is actually kind of terrifying. It looks like something out of Pet Sematary, the way it moves. It's... Yeah, I don't know. It's not for me. I won't be doing this anytime soon, I can tell you that much.
Oh, you're not? Because as we know, dogs are pack animals, Alan. You're not
going to
leave him a lone wolf?
Hang out with a nut job in the mountains. No, I'm good. Imagine him trying to find a partner at the end of the day as well. Is he going to try or I guess he hates people that much. He doesn't want to.
Yeah, I think the whole point of it is to avoid people. But then I guess man is dog's best friend, so...
So he's his own best friend.
I guess so, yeah. It sounds like he doesn't need anyone.
As long as he keeps the gate closed, he should be fine, because heaven forbid this happens. And that creepy thing comes running down the road. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I wonder if they do a cat costume, but in all seriousness.
Oh, here we go.
Carly's conspiracies.
So you believe in these kind of things?
So, Alan, in the conspiracy world on TikTok, one of the biggest... kind of conspiracies that goes around is there's a real trend of just picking random places on Google Maps and zoning in on them and finding weird images of weird things that are going on.
Yeah.
Now, the one that is currently going viral is right here in our backyard. Have a listen to this.
Find Australia, right? When you see this little curve right here, you'll get close. All right, you'll see this right here. It's called Barrow Island. It kind of looks almost like a bird, right? You'll scroll down to it, and when you see this little string of islands right here, you'll see this one come down here to this dot right here. All right, when you find this island, you come over to these little peninsulas. You go 1, 2, 3, 4. You find this little island right here, and look, I'll peg it. It says City of Karatha, but there is no city on this flipping island, right? Now, here's the crazy thing. Google has a setting where you come to over here, the bottom right corner. It says explore, right? Now, check this out. You click up, it'll bring up this bar. This bar contains Street View images. And if I go back to where I was, look at this.
Oh.
This is not a mod. This is not a hack. This is legitimately found on Google Maps.
Now, obviously, you can't see the image that was brought up, But obviously, also, they don't have streets on this tiny little island. So when you look at Google Images from this island, they are just photographs, not actual streets.
Yeah.
And what comes up is all these, it looks like it's in a cave or a building, like it's this dome building.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these round plastic chairs with this kind of object floating in the middle of it. It's very weird and very ominous.
It's so weird. It's those literally the plastic chairs you have in your backyard, and all in a weird, like, circles and circles and circles out, like it's gone for miles. And then this weird thing in the middle. It's so weird.
Yeah, and everyone's going, what goes on this island? Anyway, to add to the conspiracy of it all, Alan, this morning I went on there and put in those exact coordinates and did exactly what he did on Google Maps. And that image has now been deleted. It's not on there anymore.
Interesting.
So what goes on that tiny, tiny island? It's, I don't know. I don't know what those...
Karatha, if you know, help us out because it is kind of terrifying.
My favourite part was he's like, and there's not a city on there. It's like, yeah, we know.
No,
it's in the council shire, mate.
Yeah. Do you want to share this into our Facebook group, Alan and Carly, so they can have a look for themselves? Yeah, do that because, well, we need some answers, guys. If you know them, help us out. And if you also uploaded the image, hilarious. We'll laugh.
Well, there is that. Someone could have just been playing a joke and they just come across the joke and the joke could have been done 5 years ago.
But it is creepy.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.